Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another show of Spiritual Connections Radio. And as you know, we've moved to a monthly time slot, but for this show, we're actually running a special airing. We do that from time to time when we have guests that we bring in from different parts of the world that we want to sneak into our time slots. And with that, I'll bring Pam on and say thank you, Pam, for making yourself available.
Oh, no problem. It's a beautiful Friday morning. Not when we air the show, but when we're recording the show in Florida, and I'm sitting outside looking at this beautiful lake. So if you hear a dog barking now and again, that's what that is. So I'm completely enjoying myself, and I'm happy to
excellent.
Be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So let me go ahead and just let everybody know if you want to find out more about the show, listen to the replays. We actually looked at all the different shows that we have and put up a search link up on our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we are actually up to 2,000 shows now. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, if you want to go back and listen to any of those shows, or you can find those in our archives by going to the link at the top of the page that says click here to listen to our archives. So with that, Pam, why don't you go ahead and intro our guest.
Great. Thanks, Mark. We have an amazingly interesting woman. Her name is Robin Bella. She is an author, speaker, coach, and energy medicine therapist. Robin came from the U.K., from India, came to the U.K., excuse me, from India in 2003, and she's got quite a story for us. She's written a book called Break the Pattern, Connecting to the Power Within to Create the Life You Want. So let's get right to it. Robin, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. We're really happy to have you.
Yeah,
well,
welcome.
Thank you for taking the time to do it on a Friday when you're usually not doing the show. So thank you for doing it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Are you in the UK right now?
Yes, in Scotland, and to be precise, in Edinburgh City. It's I don't know if you've been here, but it's a lovely day here as well.
Wonderful. So you said you were in Scotland?
Yes, I live in Scotland, but I come from India, and I've been here since 2003, and kind of made this my home now, for now at least.
Wonderful. That's great. And what do you do in Scotland? What kind of work do you do?
What I do at the moment is I do healing arts, like, you know, energy medicine, and I do coaching. And since I've written a book, I'm also doing a lot of, you know, speaking engagements to help people connect to what I, you know, meant, what I'm hoping to bring out to the book is just to bring change. So my work is to help people to transform their lives, whether it's in health or relationships or career, money, and it's all because of what I experienced in my own life, and I found that what I went through with all these transformations, first of all, my whole process of coming from a different country to this Western world was a big change. I mean, there was a point where I wouldn't, to culturally adapt and understand people. And the whole change process continued as I used to, be very career ambitious in the management and marketing field, and that's what I thought I was going to pursue. But God had something else planned for me, and I had a knee injury, and I just had to look within and try to help myself heal because I couldn't walk properly for a year. And this happened right after I came to UK in just in 2003. So there was a whole process of me finding and discovering my passion for healing arts and to help people, and came from understanding my own self, which was to understand my own inner voice, my own body, what it's trying to tell. And that obviously taps into your intuition. And with the intuition, you understand what you really want, because when you start listening within, you just cannot stand anything that's unauthentic in your life anymore. So I made a shift at that point to healing work and coaching and energy work at that point. And since then, when you get into this field, it's like what you preach, you have to even practice. So I really had to go through becoming authentic even in relationships. I went through a divorce. And being an Indian woman, it's not one of the easiest things you would do. So I took the courage to do that, and I knew that that was what was right, because that was not any more true to who I am. And so that went peacefully, and I believe change does not have to be dramatic. And I really, really intended and focused that all change should happen peacefully and easily and effortlessly. And somehow God just kept giving me steps further and further, because I kept asking and listening within to my own intuition. And as a result of these changes, I ended up writing a book, and a lot of my clients participated in an e-course, which I had written it in 2011, and it had created a lot of good results where people's lives were changing. And it was a 30-day program where you can create the life you want, whether it's in health, relationships, money. And with that result, I then just decided that this is it. I have to bring out a book based on that. And so that's where I am now. And the book's just been recently released, and I think it's been received well by everyone who's been reading it. So it's a practical book for change. So anybody wants to bring change in their lives. I really wanted to bring a book that people just don't read as a theoretical, concept, where people just read and say, right, I'll do it sometime, But this book is about do it now, because it's like bringing in, inviting to receive, because a lot of times we just think that we have to bring change, and we actually never take the steps. And so this book helps you to do that, and I really hope, and that's what my really desire deep is, that to bring this this kind of healing available to people to bring change in their lives.
That's beautiful. I'd like to ask you about the steps in just a minute, but before we get to that, I want to talk to you about changing cultures, changing lives, changing everything. I've experienced it myself. Back in 1990, I moved from the United States I moved to Europe, and I lived there for almost 10 years, and then I moved to the Middle East. So I've done a lot of this, where you completely change everything. And I was wondering if you could share with the audience how difficult that shift was for you and how you made it easier for yourself.
I think it may be the same process that you may have gone through, but but being because the East and the West is very different, even though you may look at things on television, but it's only when you come to this place that you actually realize that it's not just understanding the language, it's also understanding the way people live. And I always seen people when they come from different countries that people kind of still tend to live in their own communities and don't mingle with other cultures sometimes. And I really wanted to break that barrier and connect more and more. So I just wanted to understand that process so that I could connect. And maybe also because my deepest desire was to help everybody, so I really, really wanted to even break it even for more of the reasons. So I did feel that the flexibility is so important to understand that sometimes some little cultural things where you're not used to, you know, certain things, but other people or the place where you live, they are. So you kind of learn to adapt that, and then you start enjoying that as well. That's the beauty of it. A lot of people think that things should be very set, and the food, the way you eat should be set, the way you dress should be set. But if we open ourselves to new things, I mean, life just is so much fun and such an adventure. And it opens your, it opens your creativity. It gives you new ideas, what more you can do. And I've learned so much by being flexible and being open. And I'm so grateful to all the people who came into my life. And I don't think if I hadn't done that, I would be here now. So from all the people I connected and being open to travel and, you know, meeting all different cultural people and adapting their cultures and receiving so much from each culture, it's amazing how much knowledge every culture has, and in the way they live, you understand so much, and also you understand some things that need to go from your way of being that you were before, because you understand that some things need to change, and maybe it's the new environment. For example, back home in India, maybe divorce would be considered very bad. You know, people or women don't really get divorced, but when you're in the Western culture, it's easier to think it's because people are open to change here, maybe more on that level. So it helped me there to be more brave and confident enough to do it. And it gave me maybe also the place where I live here gives me that support to be that empowered woman. And I just hope, and I know that it's getting more and more people are getting more and more open to this in all cultures. But I wish that people would adapt and be more open to everybody's changes and not be so judgmental, which is so important, because nobody would know what they're going through unless you're in their shoes. And that helps. I know that because I work with so many clients, and everybody has so many issues. Sometimes I work with people who actually are doing the wrong things purposely, and I have to still look at them with compassion to help them realize that they need to not do that. You know, sometimes you may come across people with saying, people around me are always wrong at me or doing things wrong for me, but sometimes the client is doing wrong too. So, you know, it's hard to be judgmental, and then, you know, because that leaves you no room for change, because that just pushes the change away if we look at it.
I think, if you don't mind me commenting on your comment, because I think it's relevant to most people. I think we fix ourselves in this little bubble of what's real. And when we go to another country that's completely different than our own, what often happens is you get into a thought process that tells you that this new culture, this new place is a bad copy of your own. Now, this happens particularly, I think, with Americans. They go to another country and they start judging everything that this is, they just copied this badly.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have a clue that it was a completely different culture and a completely different development of culture. And, it's really easy to fall into this sort of egocentric focus of, what's the best? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, what's right for you, maybe not right for somebody else. You know,
okay.
People say that happiness can be achieved by this and this and that. But, you know, I've seen smiles in the slums of, you know, children living in slums in India. And they look so happy. You know, I sometimes wonder, do they know what's missing in their lives? But probably not. That's why they're just happy. They're not
exactly.
judgmental. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it all comes from the mindset. What exactly are you carrying in your mind about where you are? You can either be positive or negative and change your circumstance and your experience. So, you know, and then when you open up to the experience, you enjoy and learn so much about different culture and different things too. So,
That's wonderful.
You know,
Can I stop you there for just a second? Because I want to get Mark in here. I know he has questions for you.
Yeah, sure.
I just love the way this has been unfolding for all of us today. It's always great to see the show and the way it unfolds. Thank you for being on, Robin. And one of the questions I have that's related to the book is, you know, because I know Pam's got some questions. We're going to dig into the book a little bit. What was the biggest challenge you had when you were working on the book?
You know, that's such a good question because I did go through a very big challenge completing the book because, you know, initially the book was called Connecting to the Power Within to Create the Life You Want. So it was all about power. And then I added Break the Pattern afterwards as the main heading. But because the book's called that, I had to really, really connect to my own power. And every time I was writing the book, I would say, am I, you know, able to say that I do have that within me? You know, it was almost like saying that it's not right to say I'm powerful. But in truth, we all are. We all are perfect, and we just assume that we need to bring things from outside us. And once you accept you yourself as who you are, and then everything falls in place. It's not like you have to be something because you're just perfect as you are. And that process of uncovering all the layers of, you know, of pretense of what I should be and you would think that, you know, you write a book when you're very old. And I was, you know, and I am writing the book when, you know, people probably would say that it's quite early when you're just in the early 30s. I had done the e-course, and that's when the whole process came along. So it was about finding my own feet, saying that, this what's come through is something that is channeled in a way that's meant to be. It's not my question or my personality to come in between and say that it's not right to complete the book. And my book is also very much connected to, you know, my wonderful mentor teacher, Deborah King. I think, Mark, you know her. We've been together. So I had met her just after completing my e-course in Germany in 2011. And there I had a very powerful initiation with her. And that was so powerful that it left me speechless and a lot of people there speechless. And it took me a lot of my me to come back to her programs because it was almost like me accepting that as me. You know what I mean? Like that is part of me, and I was like, whoa, I have to be something now, you know. And it's embracing that power again. So I had all this power struggle going on. It's safe to be powerful. And when you're in power, it also means that you are confident in doing what you want and it doesn't matter what people say around you. And that having that faith in the universe supporting you and the confidence, all that I really, really achieved in this whole journey. And I've written this in the end of the book as well, this whole process of my initiations with Deborah King as well. And then I, of course, had another one initiation after a couple of years with her. And that was when I really was able to complete my book because it was almost like I needed a sign to say that it's safe to be powerful and that it's safe to accept who you are because sometimes we think that we have to always hide ourselves, always you know, hide, say if somebody's very, you know, pretty, and you just say you should, you know, don't show so much, otherwise you are attracting attention of no reason as well. So that kind of thing is similar to what I'm trying to say about the power as well. So it's like, you know, who you are is who you are. It's not like you're trying to be something. So just be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's not about trying to be something is perfect, but just being, and that's perfect. And that's powerful. That you don't have to add anything. There's no push. There's no pull. You just are who you are. Accepting you.
Robin, can I jump in here for just a second? I hope I'm not interrupting your train of thought, Mark. I just want to add something to that. It's because I think this is, you've hit on a point that is so, so important, and that is that there are thousands, maybe even millions of light workers on this planet right now that are completely terrified of their own power. They choose to stay in the background because of fear. They don't let people know who they really are or what their intentions are or what their power level is in terms of skill, in terms of ability, and in terms of sharing light. And because of that, and then they get distracted by all the negativity on this planet. So because of that, there's so many people that cannot share their light because they're unaware that they're afraid to show people their true power. And I think you just hit on something that if we could eliminate or at least confront that one fear of being a visible light worker and showing people who we are, if we could confront that one fear, the planet would take huge leaps and bounds towards light and ascension. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like if we just, you know, it's almost like if we put a lid on ourselves. We just remove the lid off all of us, all light workers on this earth. Everything is perfect then. Everything is well. It's like we are trying to block our own happiness, our own well-being, and it's almost like we're not able to receive it, you know. The whole process of just saying, yes, I am receiving it. I'm receiving my abundance, I'm receiving my place on this earth of what I'm here to do and what I want to do and what I want to be, whether it's in a workplace, whether it's in a relationship. And, you know, what's outside us is always a reflection of what's inside us. So if we can just decide that that's it, I am happy, I am peaceful, and I am peaceful with who I am, that is, with, if I'm a light worker, a healer, or whatever you want to be, whether not just in career but personal lives of as the kind of person you want to be, you just feel it in you. You have to it starts from that feeling, that spark, because it's not something we pull out from somewhere. It's not push and pull. It's just being ourselves.
Great.
Yeah,
I'll
actually ask both of you a question in a minute, and that is, I've found just recently with a lot of the coaching I do and the different modalities, and one of them is being theta work, which can go in and heal things from past lives. I know from looking at a lot of the spiritual clients that I'm working with lately that the common thread that's been coming up quite a bit recently for me is just a lot of people who in past lives were spiritual teachers, healers, and, you know, some type of spiritual modality. And they were basically doing their job. And, long story short, they were prosecuted and killed and everything for that. And, you know, what we see in today, you know, when I work with them is that, you know, they're starting to move forward and there's a lot of fear, you know, in that, you know, process. And when we dig into it, we find, oh, it's, you know, it seems kind of interesting to say, okay, we're going to look at past lives in this situation. But, you know, in one of your past lives, you were actually prosecuted and killed for just doing, you know, what was a really important part of your lifetime then. So, you know, the question I want to ask both of you, Robin, and also you, Pam, is, you know, what other reasons do you guys think there is that people are afraid to step into their power today?
Go ahead, Robin.
Right. You know, the part where you talked about the past lives, and sometimes accepting our own power is also blocked by staying too much in our past lives or past. So a lot of times we say, oh, that's happened in our past life, so I'm like this. This happened in my childhood, so I'm always going to be this way, or I'm stuck there, I need to heal this, I need to heal that before I can actually access my power. And in truth, and I've told so many times, many people who are like stuck there, is to just, you know, where you put your focus on is where your reality starts growing. So if you move your focus from your past and instead say today that I am, now, so if you were blocked about being a healer, so you say I am a healer. And I used to say I'm a healer and I'm an author and writer, teacher, even way before I started became one. So I used to affirm. It's almost like until unless you can imagine and feel it within you, you can't really be that. So it's not something, again, you pull from outside that somebody has to give you a certificate to be that. Like, I know loads of people with number of certificates but not doing anything. Excuse me. And so it's all about whether you believe in it or not. So that's where your power comes, and stepping up into your own power is about believing in within you. So that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. What
that's
do you think,
beautiful. Dan? Well, I think that Robin is right from in one very specific point of view, and that is if your attention is not on something, it really does not exist. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can always say, okay, I have this fear. Where does this fear come from? And trace it back, perhaps, to a past life, and in that moment, feel it and release it. Now, that's healing. However, if you just said, I have this fear, and I'm not going to put any attention on it, and I'm going to put attention on my power instead, which is what Robin just said, both work. Both are healing, and both bring you to a level of power. The trap often is when people start focusing so much on, oh, I have to find every little trauma of every past life and every situation, and when I finish all that, then I'll have my power back. You know, that's all just very blocking. And people often use distractions to stop themselves from feeling their own power, and that could be just another distraction or another stop, where if you take your attention, you see the stop, and you can't easily take care of it. For example, say you don't remember your past lives, and you have no access to a past life therapist, and or perhaps you even think, you know, it's past lives are really not important. Whatever you believe, the issue becomes: if in this moment now, I don't have any attention on my fear, I don't have any attention on my past lives. The truth is that you can step into your power anytime, anywhere, because it's who you really are. Am I right, Robin?
Yes, I agree with you. And I like to add to that yes, it's very important to, you know, recognize your fears, and because without that, you're just numbing your, you know, core issues. You're blocked where you're blocked. But the point is, a lot of people actually are aware of their fears. And, you know, if you're not, then I would recommend to do the soul-searching process and finding out why are you blocked, and then you figure out where it probably began for you. And I do soul-clearing processes for that, and it's also mentioned in the book how to do that. But, you know, a lot of people get stuck there, oh, that's why it is. But they don't know how to shift from one that end to the other side. And I always feel that it's giving too much power to that what you already know is the problem, but now you can start moving to the other side. And that, again, because, you know, by habit, you have built that way of thinking over years, that's why I'm, you know, timid, because I've always been timid. So you've grown that muscle of timidness, you know, by being in that behavior. But now you want to grow your confidence muscle. And to grow that, it's a step one, step two, step three process, but you have to consciously focus on it. And when you do that, it's naturally you start moving to the other side. And so it doesn't happen in an instant. You know, a lot of times we all want an instant miracle and a healing session. And yes, they do happen, but a lot of times you're also involved in the process of the healing and the receiving and saying, yes, I want the other side.
Let me go ahead and drop a commercial break in here, and then I'll fire off a question. We'll get started. I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, this is a special show that we're recording right now that's going to air and be available on replay. And, of course, all our shows are available for replay a few minutes after the show is over, and you can get to those links and find out more about the shows and other shows by going to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And, you know, Robin, I guess one of the questions, I know Pam's going to head in this direction also, is, you know, tell us about your book. And I guess, you know, what I'm looking for after kind of a review of that is just, you know, what are some of the feedback that you're getting from the people who are reading the book as far as aha moments?
Right. And the book, you know, as I mentioned earlier to you, that it was also it was an e-course. So I've been getting feedbacks for it for a long while because it's even though I've changed and added a bit more stuff, good, more fun than good stuff there. But in general, the feedback is that people are feeling, because a 30-day program where they can choose to work in 30 days or longer. And it gives you a practical guide step where people are feeling that when they do work with that, they are actually able to get some process of what to do. And say, for example, if you are wanting to release your fears, how do I do it? And a lot of times people don't want to go to some classes and be a therapist to learn that. So any person who's never done any kind of healing work can open the book and find a process and find that they can actually say, right, I can let go of this, or I never thought about all the things I want to do, and how do I and this is giving me a process to do that, or how do I actually find out what I love doing and I've not been, and how do I find out if my heart's open enough to receiving all of that, and I have a process of questions of how do you check with yourself to see that you are open to manifesting and creating the life you want. And so a lot of people have found that they, when they do it, they're in very high energy and positive energy, because in the whole book, it's almost like, you know, because the e-course was written like an email going to people every day, I've kept the layout of the book just the way I did in the e-course. So it's almost like I'm saying every day hello, and in the end I'm signing off, see you tomorrow and love, Robin. So I've kept that template still because it makes you feel more like I'm connected and I'm talking to you every day. So it's very as if one-to-one you're working with me, and that gives I wanted to give that personal touch and not keep it like a dry theoretical book, and that gives a very personal feeling that I am with the person in spirit, at least when they're working with me. And there's so many case studies of all the participants of the e-course who took and their what they experienced in each lesson, and what, and because we had email connections with each client, a person I was working with, so I've actually given replies, and those things are all simply copy and pasted onto the book as well to just show, you know, if you had something similar, what would I say to that? And I've given intentions for people to work with every day for each lesson. So it gives a lot of tools for people to say, right, I want to shift, so I have these intentions, and I work with I am statements, which is all universe statements that I'm calling on the I am presence, and I direct my higher self to, you know, whatever you want. Say, I am, you want a house, say, for example, I'm in this beautiful house that is perfect for me, and it has, I've got it at the right price, and all the neighbors are wonderful, I've got, you know, whatever are your key requirements, you can add that. And I just show the practical ways of how you set your intents and then actually working with them. And I motivate throughout the book for the, you know, reader to keep, you know, every day that, okay, remember to have a look at your intents. And so it's a very personal book. It's like a workbook, and yet it has my stories and client stories and a lot of things to think about as like a soul-searching process. So I really feel that it brings a big shift in people's lives if they do go through, and because it's got 30 chapters, so it's a heavy book, so it has a lot in it. And yet I've tried to keep as concise as possible, so it's kind of very easy to read as well. Like a lot of times people just read it just for the sake of, because it's interesting to read, and actually not working through the practical things as yet. And still it's a wonderful book and thought-provoking book. So I've got mixed, you know, reviews that way, that people are loving the stories there. Some people are actually working through the work stuff, and they've actually created things what they wanted. And so a lot of stories of people who wanted to, you know, start their work in the healing work, and one of their, you know, some of them have given their testimonials within the book for that, that they have, how they've changed themselves. And they have now started their own practice. And some people, one lady wanted to write a book, but she never had the confidence, and she wanted to write about children's book. And today she has written, and she is doing more writing work. So it's kind of giving you a platform to start where you wanted to start and to do what you wanted to do. I even talk about how I lost, you know, I actually had... I lost 3 stones, which is about 20 kilos of weight, and I talk about that process as well. So it's kind of got my experiences of what I went through, and I show people that if you wanted to do that, you can focus on those things. And there is top chapters on, you know, health, and so where people, if you want to work with healing arts, but you're not focusing on your health, you still need to. Because I've come across students, you know, who in my past, when I did more classes on healing work, that people think that, oh, it's all about spirituality and it's all about the head, and they have to just focus on this higher self. But, you know, you really need to have a very strong body to hold the high energies as well. Because then that's when you get ungrounded. So... it's like when we say, oh, I'm going to only focus on this side, but the book shows that it's actually a balance of a lot of things that you need in life to accomplish everything. So that's why it's worked out beautifully, I think, that it's, you know, it shows you to help you, helps you to stay positive and have a good you know, the complete well-being, really. So... so yeah,
thank you for that.
It helped a lot of people in many ways.
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, I have several things I want to talk about here. One of them is a point that you touched on about the body. Because for a lot of years, first of all, I don't think Americans know what stones are. And you mentioned kilos, but we go by pounds here. So 20 kilos is almost 40 pounds. So I wanted to say that so that people understood what you meant. The concept of the body in your spiritual life is something that's, in my opinion, vitally important, because if you can be as spiritual as you want, but your body is going to keep yanking you back down to a point where you're miserable and sick. You cannot hold enlightenment with a sick body. I did want to mention this because I think that's a powerful point. You have to get yourself to a point of health, exercise, eating high nutritional foods in order to function at that level. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people don't, you know, disregard health so many times, thinking that, oh, my immediate focus is to grow my business, or immediate focus is to think about, you know, going on a holiday. But, you know, whatever it is, you would enjoy your life better if you're healthy. And you would have more energy to create, and even more clarity to think better if you can have a strong body. And, you know,
that's true.
I go through all these spiritual work, and I sometimes bring in, you know, meditations and things. I feel so much healing going on that it tires me. And I know that to release some things, or even to receive some initiation, there is a balance of a healthy body with it too. And I know that you know, when I was transforming my self-image, you know, I changed completely. A lot of people say 10 years ago I look completely different, and people say I look younger now sometimes, maybe because I, you know, accepting you was also accepting my most authentic self and body as well. And once we are accepting us to, you know, try, it's not about from outside again, it's from inside. And, you know, there was, you know, initially when I was thinking about writing my book, I used to think I'm going to call it Connecting to the Goddess Within, to create the life you want, instead of Connecting to the Power Within, which then I changed it a year later. But it's interesting. I used to affirm that I'm a goddess, you know, and that 1 year I lost a lot of weight. It was more from within, you know. It's not like I'm trying to lose weight by some process from outside. It's just for me that I'm feeling that I look like one and I want to be one. And it's very interesting. Within a year, and when I met Deborah in Germany, my whole initiation was that there was an initiation where goddess Isis was there. And I had no idea who this goddess is, and all I was there is, it's almost as if what I was intending is what I created in that experience. And that's why it was so powerful and so, and it was an amazing one. But what I'm trying to say, even in the end of the book, I mentioned that if I can create an experience like that, imagine what you can create by starting your intentions today. And the whole book is about starting writing your intentions, because a lot of times we think that we have to write our own affirmations, read some affirmation, and life changes. But many times we have to find out our own affirmation intentions, which I call, because you know where your blocks are. So if you wanted to get a job, but in the past you have always been a failure, and maybe it started because you're a failure in school, so you would affirm that I am at peace with my experience at school and I'm confident I'm going to get a great job. It's the same thing with the body. I am at peace with what I put on the weight, but I'm looking at with excitement for future that I'm healthy and have a strong body, and I can take in everything that I want to achieve more, to be that healer, whatever you're aspiring. And with that strong body, you know, people want to do healing and they want to stand for hours on the therapy beds. I mean, you really need a strong body. So that has to be a priority. Some, you know, and I really want people in the spiritual field to recognize that it is it's a thing that needs to be, it's not just one way, it's both ways. You have to look at your health physically and in mind. So I've seen many of my students, you know, that they can go very high and they're very highly psychic, and then they get imbalanced because there's so much stuff is downloading to them that they get actually imbalanced because, oh my God, it's just freaking them away because they're ungrounded. They're not in the body. They need to be, you know, strong there. And I really, really emphasize that. So it's about the intention. Just set your intention that I am that. So whether it's losing weight or being strong in body, and that's the way I really feel that people should start looking at themselves from inside out.
So beautiful. Thank you. The one question I have before I turn it back over to Mark is the steps, because you mentioned in the beginning of the interview, you mentioned steps in the book. And then a few minutes ago when you were describing the book, you mentioned affirmations and seeing yourself, so visualization. Are these the steps you're talking about, or is there, you know, how complicated is it?
Well, the book is, I really leave a lot to the reader to find what suits them, so I give them loads of things. So one thing for sure is that you do a soul clearing process, which I talk throughout the book, that you need to do that if you have some fears, to release it, and then you create, say you have a fear of speaking publicly. So you would say, okay, if you find some blocks in the past, you say, I'm letting it go, and you do the breathing to let yourself feel a bit more peace with that you're facing the fears. Because when you face the fear, it's almost like you're not afraid of it anymore, and the fear's power over you gets lesser and lesser. And that's when you can now start affirming the opposite. I am comfortable speaking publicly. And that becomes like saying, now that will actually anchor deep much better within you because there's no fear. But you may want to do it more times so that you actually go through the process properly if you feel that there is still fears remaining. Some people, I really believe that healing, you can decide within seconds. So it's all about your intention. How much do you want to hold on to your past? So some people want to say more times. You can say more, many days if you like. And I mentioned that in the book too. So it's I leave it to the reader how much quickly or powerfully focused do they want to be with their intent. And yes, you do want to have a very clear decision about what you want to create, because a lot of times people are saying, I would like it, but they're not saying, I am creating that in my life, or I am a healer. I would want to be a healer. But if you start saying, I am, or I am a teacher, doctor, whatever you want to be. So it's about decision as well, because there's nothing will work with the intention is like a maybe. You know, it has to be a yes or a no, so you want it. And when you are saying that, then an open heart is very important, because that, you know, when you're creating something out of love, the manifestation, the receiving works. So asking, only if you ask, you receive. So asking with a beautiful open heart that, yes, I am grateful that I received it, because unless until you can trust the universe that what you're asking, you're going to receive it. Most likely, you know, that's when you are going to get it. If you can't imagine it, you can't create it. So you want to say that I am, already, you know, abundant. I am, you know, prosperous. I am in a wonderful relationship. Or if you're letting go some relationships, I have let go and I have moved easily, peacefully away from it. And it's worked out all wonderfully, because a lot of times people want to know the how, and I'm all throughout the book I'm trying to say that, you know, let go of the how. You want to focus on just that you're asking and you trust that the universe supports you. So when you have that faith in that, then, you know, you are free. And then when you are naturally moving and you're flowing without any push or pull, because when you push and pull, the energy blocks. And then receiving stops. And I even tell a technique called stillness in the book, where people think it's probably not good, you know, a lot of times flick through that page because they think it's too simple. But sometimes, you know, to let go of push and the pull process, because we all the time, I want it, is it going to happen? To let that go, we just probably just need to be still. And sometimes if you can just sit still without thinking, without actually observing anything particular, without feeling anything, just be quiet. And if you can be that for a few minutes as well, we start opening to receptivity, because we're just not looking for anything. We're actually letting the universe fill us with what we need.
That's good
and
advice.
Having that trust.
Mark, you wanna jump in and ask your question? I know you're waving.
Sure. So, you know, I know we were talking earlier about the book and how you know, we're in the state of really just manifesting. And, you know, I wanted to just kind of share a little story that I've been going through. And that is, you know, I've been studying all the different phases of laws of attraction and flow dreaming and, you know, everybody else that teaches anything as it relates to, you know, getting what you want out of life and stuff like that. And, you know, I think my biggest breakthrough that I've seen, you know, just recently is that, you know, for the aspects according to me and my belief system, it's really been that the breakthrough has been having a connection with the divine. I think if you're going to look at it from a mindset, it would almost be like you have to be in a higher vibration before you can create. And I think for a lot of different manifestations or teachings and stuff like that, I think that's the one piece that a lot of people either don't understand or that they kind of gloss over very quickly. It's like, oh, I got to go to this higher level of vibration, and then I'll set my intent of what it is that I'm trying to create. And I'm happy to say that after 4 years of studying, I finally have gotten to the point that I could pretty much manifest a lot of stuff now, which is amazing. And, of course, you know, for a lot of us, we understand that's not an ego-based materialistic kind of, you know, creating that I'm doing. But, you know, just really finally coming to terms with that. What has been your experience, Robin, as it relates to that, to being in that right place to be able to create?
Right. Good question, Mark. And you probably understand that, too, when you're asking that. You know, to be in the right place includes a lot of trust with the universe. You know, a lot of times I don't know how to get something, but I want it, but that doesn't mean I stop focusing and asking for it. So when I do that, I set my intent and I let go. I let go and I stay in that stillness process as long as possible whenever I get that worried, anxious state again. So I let go, and once I let go, I am in that I'm in the state of gratitude that I've got it because I am trusting the universe. And then things happen miraculously, and I get things for free, gifts, and some things which I couldn't afford perhaps, or somebody would just come in and help me with what I wanted. So these things happen because I ask. I keep asking because a lot of times people are not used to asking, and I set intents every day. And then, you know, things just happen. And, you know, that is the process of opening up to that spiritual, allowing the spiritual realm to work with your practical side of you. So it's a blend of both again. So that receptivity and that openness of letting that flow, letting yourself flow and being carefree about that to, you know, having the trust that, yes, I can let myself go, because you're always trying to control that I have to be alert and make this happen, make that happen. But if we can just allow ourselves to just trust that I'm asking for this, I don't know the how, but the universe show me the best way to make it happen. Maybe it's the healing you want. Sometimes we have so much fear that, oh, my God, I need this now, or, oh, my God, I have to heal this now because this has happened. But if you can let go of that fear and focus on that open heart, loving energy, because under fear you can't create anything. You have to stay in that peaceful, loving state. So calm yourself before you decide or make a decision, and then you are setting intents to show the universe, show me the ways. And then signs or things will start appearing in front of you that go to this place, that you find a herbal treatment that will work for you. And that logically you make.
Well, we seem to have dropped both Robin and Pam at the same time. So we'll just wait for a moment for both of them to actually dial in. So you're listening to – all right, hold on for 1 second. All right. Hello. Hello.
Sorry about that. My Skype clicked out and cut me off the show, but I'm back.
Yeah, we lost Robin also. So if you want to just kind of talk about anything in general as it relates to manifestation, we'll see if she can dial back in the last couple minutes.
Okay. This is what I was going to ask her. There's a few points that I wanted to make. One of them was this concept of, and what I found to be pertinent in this life right now is that people sometimes don't know what they want. You know, when oftentimes women come to me especially and say, all right, I'm not who I used to be and I don't know who I'm becoming, but I'm sort of in this middle place. And I say, well, what would you like to have? And they don't know. It looks like she might be in back again, Mark.
Okay. All right. Robin, is that you?
You seem to have dropped me off.
Yeah,
I got knocked
off too.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Go ahead, Robin.
I think my long distance call was just stopped suddenly.
No, it wasn't just you. I think it might have been Blog Talk because it knocked me off as well.
Oh, okay.
So what we were saying, Robin, was this concept of how do you guide someone who doesn't really know what they want, who's been in the same roles and so focused on what they have to do and their obligations mm-hmm. in life and supporting other people that when you ask them, well, what do you want? They say, I don't know.
Yes, that's, I've heard that a lot as well. And that's a good question because that, unless you know what you want, you're not going to create your life the way you want. Simple as that. So there is a process you have to do, a bit of soul searching, and you can do journaling or just understanding, just look around you. What is that you don't like in your life? Because, you know, if you don't like something, you want to change it. Simple as that. If you don't like the friends around you, you want to change them. If you don't like the way you look, maybe you're overweight, you want to change it. So that's how you know what you want, that what is that you don't like. Maybe you're putting up with some people. Maybe you're just getting by. That's, I will one day do my business that I'm dreaming about because I'm afraid about security. Or I'd rather stay in this relationship because it's safe, because, you know, I don't know if I can be safe on my own. So when you remove the fears, I can just focus on, what if I didn't have any these ifs and buts, and if I just had a choice to make my life the way I want, what would it look like? And because once you start thinking, your outside starts changing slowly. Sometimes it's not like you have to do much. You will be nudged more and more once you start thinking. But you have to allow. Otherwise, you know, when we bury our things we don't like, they do manifest things in our bodies as well, and you know, it's all about listening to our bodies then, and then wondering what changes do we make in our lives. All aches and pains, you know, they just don't come in just like, you know, it's not like magic. They've taken time to come into you, things that you didn't like, and you just had that headache, and you just went on and popped pills, and then it became a migraine, and then it becomes a tumor or a cancer. You know, you start noticing when it was a headache. And then say, okay, what do I want to change about my health? Maybe I'm overworked. Maybe I don't like where I work and it gives me a headache. Or maybe the person I'm living with is giving me a headache. I need to move away. So
you're saying that it's a good technique to focus. If you don't really know what you want, you don't know what direction you're going in, you take a look at what you already have and adjust what seems like it's not working for you, adjust it in your mind. If that wasn't the case, what would be the optimum situation? Is that what you mean?
Yes. You know, say, for example, you're overweight. You look at yourself, I'm not happy with it, so you change. You're in a relationship where you are, you're feeling that you're always giving, 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 and you're not receiving anything. Then you know that something is wrong. So just being aware of what's wrong, what you want to change, can help. The other thing you can try is you put your hand on your heart and you speak to your heart. Allow your heart to speak instead of your brain, because sometimes when we think, we're doing logical thinking, being analytical. We're not letting what we really want to hear within us. And, you know, where heart is where our soul lives, and we can hear it if we just say, actually give it an authority by saying, okay, what do you want, heart? And you can place your hand on your heart and say, my heart, what do you want? And then without stopping, you just say, my heart, save, and see what comes through to you, whether you're writing. You can write, because a lot of times when you write, your inner feelings come through very clearly if you can't hear it when you're speaking. So, you know, a hand or extension of a heart. So our heart chakra is connected. So when we write as well, that's why journaling is so powerful. And when you write, you will feel, why am I always feeling so tired in my life? Why do I not have time for everything? Then you say, I have time for everything. I am doing things that will help me feel better every day. And just by saying that, your ideas will start coming in the next few days, perhaps. And you can even say, I'm wanting to do this, but I don't know how. So you just say, universe, show me the way, how to create my business. Or, you know, it's like you may have a dream, but you don't think that that's what you want. So sometimes it's about how much power do you want to give to your dreams. So you may say, I don't know what I want, but actually deep down, you always said, I want to be you know, haven't been an artist and have my exhibitions. I love painting, but I haven't thought about it seriously, and I do this career job. But maybe it's all about you thinking and giving it a serious thought to your imagination, and that becomes a reality if you keep looking at it, because what you focus on is what you're going to keep make into a reality. And I'm pretty sure what I am today doing, what my work and all of you guys, you know, if you hadn't put your focus onto it, you may not be doing this too. So it's about how much power do you want to give to your dreams, and that's stepping up to your power again a bit sometimes, because it's not easy to change or create something different. It takes a little bit of courage, but if you can focus on the joy of creating it, then it's easier instead of, you know, trying to prove something or making something happen. When we are connecting to people or leaving some people for the peace of mind, for joy, and for that sense of emotions, when you pray and ask universe to support for the change to take place easily, that can give you all the support. And it's not, you don't have to, you know, have too many things or the know-hows to do it. Just one thought is enough to start the process.
Robin, thank you so much for that beautiful advice. And what I would like to do is make sure that our audience knows how to get a hold of this book and how to get a hold of you. Can you give us that information?
Sure. My book is available on Amazon and some other websites too. If you just type my name, Robin Bella, and my book, Break the Pattern. And you can also find information on my website, which is www.robinbella.com, which is R-O-B-I-N, Bella, B-E-L-A.com. So you can find all information about all my work and my events there.
Beautiful. Mark, are
you
there?
Such a great interview. Yeah, such a great interview. It's amazing how quickly time goes. Let's go ahead and just close out the show with a normal question, and that is, in life, Robin, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned so far?
I think the biggest lesson is to embrace the new so that you can experience more in life, and also to not ask and not be afraid to ask for help, and whether it's the universe or people around you. Because unless you ask for more, you're not going to get more and change the way your life the way you want. So this is what I feel is important, and I've helped to bring that in my events as well. Which, by the way, I'm doing events in Edinburgh, in UK, and also I'm planning to do some in US in October, and it's going to be a retreat. In North Carolina, and it'll be a wonderful retreat. If people are interested, please join my newsletter, and you'll be notified as soon as it's up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's
thank
excellent.
You so much for today.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you
for having me. It was a great conversation with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Pam, and thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Robin, and. And I guess we'll sign off, and this show will be running on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the replay will be available after that. And you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
life is but a dream.